a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that
legacy. Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or cheddar. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Oh, now, wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media Station to one of your presets. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app. Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens. And I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind. Great to listen to while having a Linies and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media, and don't forget the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Cripes Cast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert.
Hey, folks, keep her moving to Civic Media every Saturday and Sunday at noon for the Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens.
We've been out here all day. We've had 5 or 6 beers and only 1 fish.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or cheddar. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. President Biden has ordered flags at half staff through Friday to honor the victims of the deadly Nashville school shooting. We are learning the names of the children and adults killed inside Covenant School, a person opening fire in that K-6 school. ABC's Alex Stone has the latest.
The children killed were just 9 years old, identified by Don Aaron with Nashville police.
Evelyn Dickhouse, William Kenny, Hallie Scruggs.
The adults who were killed were school staff in their 60s. Police say the 28-year-old shooter had done extensive planning with maps, entry points, and what the chief calls a manifesto. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Police say authorities shot and killed the suspect in a lobby area on the second floor of the school about 14 minutes after that 911 call was placed. According to the Gun Violence Archive, there have been close to 10,000 gun violence deaths this year already, 130 from mass shootings. This is ABC News.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives.
I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, "We're going to amputate your leg." I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. My name is Dan Schaefer. I am your guest host today. We were just, for the last segment, joined by Paul Noonan. We were talking about Aaron Rodgers and what his future holds for his Green Bay Packers. Sounds like he's headed to the New York Jets. Sounds like something happened in his darkness retreat where something changed. But we're going to be continuing our series of conversations today about mayoral elections happening around the state and around the region. We talked to Dr. Kristen Lyerly in our first hour of the show about the mayor's race happening in Green Bay. And we are joined for our next segment by Scott Gordon, the publisher of Tone Madison, to talk a little bit about the race for mayor in Madison. Scott, thank you so much for joining the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dan.
So there's a lot of attention paid to the top of the ticket in the spring election, with the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court. But there is a lot going on down ballot in a lot of different communities across the state. One of those communities is Madison, where there is a race for mayor. So since I've been paying so much attention to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, paying attention to a number of other stories happening in Milwaukee, I haven't paid a whole lot of attention to what's been happening in these mayor's races. So Kristen was able to give me the lowdown about what's happening in Green Bay in our first segment. So what's been happening with the race for mayor in Madison?
So our incumbent mayor, Satya Rhodes Conway, who was first elected in 2019, has a challenger named Gloria Reyes, who has served on the Madison School Board and was deputy mayor under Paul Soglin, and also, like, earlier in her career was a police officer. And it is an interesting race, and it's gotten kind of weird at a lot of turns. There were a couple other folks in the primary who weren't, you know, didn't come off as super serious. And it's been interesting to me that this is what the field's come down to, and that no one's running really to Satya's left. I think there's a lot of ways you could break it down, but I think the really interesting thing to me is how much this mayor's race grows out of all the conflict that's been happening in Madison recently over transit and housing and density. You know, a big part of the, you know, agenda that Satya ran on in 2019 was making progress on some transit projects, including bus rapid transit. And the city has broken ground on construction for some of the bus rapid transit lines. And for those who aren't like constantly thinking about bus rapid transit, it's a system where the bus has a dedicated lane and you know, kind of expedited boarding and loading and stuff.
Higher frequency, all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's a really promising development, and there've been a bunch of contentious turns in this debate. You know, especially over 2021 and 22, there was this huge blow up about the proposal of routing buses down State Street, which is the logical thing to do if you need to get from east to west on, you know, the isthmus of Madison. Mm-hmm. There just aren't a lot of, if you look at a map, there aren't that many ways to really do that well. And, you know, a bunch of like business owners and folks got together and kind of threw a tantrum over that, and we're trying to delay it and trying to get the buses routed off of State Street. The Wisconsin State Journal ran approximately a million editorials calling for State Street to become a grand pedestrian promenade. And the way it is now, and the way that it'll probably kind of still be after bus rapid transit comes in, is that there will be transit and also still a lot of pedestrian friendly space, and those two things aren't at odds with each other. But the city ended up sticking with that routing, and it, you know, upset a lot of people. And it definitely struck me as kind of a tantrum on behalf of like certain business interests in Madison. You know, I don't know if it was really about the buses per se, so much as, you know, as some folks kind of saying like, hey, you have to listen to us, and if we're not getting our way and we don't feel like we're being heard enough, then we're going to pitch a fit. We've also had a couple of really recent changes to zoning that are intended to basically encourage density, encourage more affordable housing. The housing market in Madison is really bad right now. You know, if you're searching for an apartment here, the rents are getting ridiculous. It's very hard to find, you know, a decent place in, yeah.
Anyone you
know,
talk to
anywhere.
In Madison who's looking to buy a house is having a hard time.
No, it's terrible. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And so everybody, I think, realizes that the city badly needs to add a lot more housing units because things are very tight, and
it's the fastest growing part of the state. Yeah.
Yeah. And that creates a whole other interesting dynamic where obviously you have people in single family home neighborhoods often, you know, pushing back against these kinds of things and saying, well, this is going to like screw up the character of our neighborhood. And there's all kinds of kind of ugliness under the surface there that is, I think, pretty obvious to see. So the two big zoning things recently, one was transit oriented development, which basically is a way of allowing denser development within a certain radius of the bus rapid transit lines that we're building. And then there was a change to the way that the city defines family and how many unrelated people basically can live together in a housing unit. And the idea behind changing that and loosening those restrictions was to make it easier for, you know, multiple people, even if they're not related, to, you know, split the rent on an apartment or a house together. And there's been a lot of blowback, but I think it's been interesting to see some sane things prevail after what has largely been a few very frustrating years with our leadership and with our common council.
So some fraught debates over the years with transit, with housing, and, you know, kind of entering into this mayor's race in Madison between Satcher Rhodes Conway, the incumbent mayor, and Gloria Reyes, who was the challenger who emerged from the primary. You know, I think we talked about this a little bit in our earlier segment with Kristen talking about the race for mayor in Green Bay. But I think that it's really interesting how, you know, some of these races can be, you know, your typical partisan left right of a Republican Democrat type of race for mayor. But in other cases, not so much. And I think, you know, and I think I'd rather these races, you know, just from somebody who doesn't like the, you know, just the kind of typical right left arguments of these things to get to a place of some sort of nonpartisan debate. And whether it's about transit, whether it's about housing, you know, I think it's interesting how those issues can be not your typical partisan issues, but are so important when you get down to the local level. And so what if some of the, you know, you sent me a story the other day about a debate happening between these two candidates and the kind of the way that the race is taking shape here.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that because, of course, you know, both of these candidates are Democrats and both of them present themselves as progressive. And in the political landscape of Madison, you know, almost everybody wants to be considered a progressive, and people kind of throw that around so loosely that that it kind of loses a lot of its definition and gets a bit ridiculous. I think some of the housing and transit stuff that I'm talking about, and of course some of the debates over policing and so forth, have really brought out a just how much of a conservative streak there is in Madison. And of course, we're always talking here about how we have this self-image as a progressive city that really doesn't hold up against a lot of the conditions that we've created for people and a lot of the policies that that we live under here. But it really has brought out, I mean, I don't think it's like extreme to say that it's brought out this very pronounced like reactionary streak in a lot of Madison. When we were kind of following, you know, some common council meetings where they were debating these zoning changes, there were people really, you know, piling into public comment. A lot of them were arguing very eloquently for these zoning changes and like really came prepared and made thoughtful arguments. And then a lot of the people against, I think because they're so used to having their way as single family homeowners and as, you know, people who tend to be more likely to be white and more likely to have some money, I think they didn't like really bother to like come prepared with something, with anything thoughtful or substantive. And there were lots of things about, you know, this ruining single family neighborhoods and college students are going to like invade the neighborhood and screw everything up. And it just, there was a real asymmetry in the debate between like how hard one side was trying and how much the other was just not. And kind of there was a lot of like disingenuousness and exaggeration and hyperbole coming from the sort of anti-density, if you want to call it, side. And some really outlandish moments, honestly, in the public comment, which, I mean, it's nothing new if you watch a lot of government meetings and stuff, but like there are people who literally would say things like, may God protect our right to live in single family homes, things like that. I mean, you know, just framing this clear need that we have to house more people here and to get housing costs down so that people can afford to live here, framing that as just this kind of ridiculous, like, of attack on Old Glory and God or whatever. Like it was nuts. I mean, people were freaking out about like, oh God, there's going to be duplexes in my neighborhood now. These are incremental changes. They're nowhere near what is needed, but it's kind of the curse of Madison that we get like a little bit of the nice progressive things and then this reaction that casts that as extreme.
Yeah, it seems just like a very reactionary reactionary type of response to, you know, the realities of the challenges that Madison is facing with needing to build more housing, build more transit, house more people, keep housing costs down. You know, it reminded me, I lived in Seattle for a little while. It reminds me a lot of the type of debates that I would follow in Seattle, because they, you know, throughout the 2010s, a very fast growing city, Amazon grew exponentially. They moved their headquarters downtown. They built all these new apartments and stuff like that. But there were all sorts of debates about, you know, keep preserving the integrity of the communities and keeping these single family housing. Well, at the same time, you have a growing homelessness crisis and a housing cost crisis and all these different things. And you think of these cities like a Madison or a Seattle as these progressive bastions. But when you get actually down to where the rubber meets the road, in a lot of these situations, you know, the debates can be very reactionary. Can kind of. You know, veer into the territory that is kind of, you know, more of a conservative type of viewpoint when you really get down to it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, we could spend a lot more time than we have here talking about like the way that these arguments get distorted. I have my issues with Sasha, and I wish that there were people challenging her who I felt were like doing something serious and substantive. And I'm sure like Gloria Reyes is capable of running a serious and substantive campaign, but it really, she just hasn't. And she very much comes off as just sort of like the candidate of cops and NIMBYs who want to push back on, you know, on some minor change. And the fact that like Sasha has at least stuck to her guns on some of these things and shown, you know, some serious commitments and some serious thought about policy matters. See, I mean, that counts for a lot, even with all the drawbacks.
You've been listening to our conversation with Scott Gordon from the publisher of Tone Madison. We've been talking about the race for mayor in Madison. Very important race. We'll continue to follow Tone Madison's coverage of that and all sorts of different things on your website. I encourage everybody to go check it out. Scott, thank you so much for joining us today on As Goes Wisconsin. We're going to be talking about some headlines when we get back after the break. And in the 1 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Justin Warland of Time Magazine, who is giving a talk in Milwaukee later this week about the Inflation Reduction Act. So, Scott, thank you so much for joining us here.
Thanks so much, Dan. I appreciate you.
We'll be right back.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moise. President Biden ordered flags at half-staff in the wake of the Nashville school shooting. He also spoke to Tennessee's governor and Nashville's mayor. Investigators are piecing together a profile of the person who killed three kids and three adults at that private elementary school.
Audrey Hale is thought to have attended Covenant School, where the mass shooting was carried out. Assigned female at birth, Hale's social media accounts used masculine pronouns. Tennessee State Representative Bo Mitchell sees his city in shock.
You have the parents who have lost their children, but you also have all these children who now have lost their innocence as well.
Among the shooter's possessions, police found a detailed map of Covenant School and what investigators describe as a manifesto written by the 28-year-old Audrey Hale. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Nashville.
The school released a statement saying, "Our community is heartbroken. We are grieving tremendous loss and are in shock coming out of the terror that shattered our church and school." This is ABC News. An effort to clean up the sport of horse racing, a new anti-doping program is underway in hopes of centralizing drug testing of racehorses. It will also enforce uniform penalties to horses and trainers in violation. Some Afghan girls are calling on Elon Musk to help them access the internet for online learning.
Some Afghans asking SpaceX chief executive Elon Musk to introduce its satellite internet service Starlink to Afghanistan, as it has done in Ukraine and Iran. They're posting requests for help on Twitter, which Musk owns. One girl writing, quote, "If they would be able to introduce that in Afghanistan, it would be very, very impactful for women," end quote. The Taliban have closed girls' high schools and barred their access to universities. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Farmers in a village in Spain brought back a special prayer and mass as they deal with an ongoing drought impacting their livelihood. Local media reports the last time it was done was in 2008, and rain allegedly came not long after. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, "We're going to amputate your leg." I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy States, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, the Cripescast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
the civic media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Oh, now, wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app. Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, and I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind. Great to listen to while having a Linies and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media. And don't forget the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Cripescast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert.
Hey, folks, keep her moving to Civic Media every Saturday and Sunday at noon for the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens.
We've been out here all day. We've had 5 or 6 beers and only one fish.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or cheddar. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, the Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988. then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Oh, now, wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app. Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, and I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind. Great to listen to while having a Linies and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media. And don't forget the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Cripescast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert. Hey, folks, keep her moving to Civic Media every Saturday and Sunday at noon for the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens.
We've been out here all day. You've had 5 or 6 beers and only one fish.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or cheddar. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?